Bear Podcast 464.
It involves showing of more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village there full of gays.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's closeted? Just closeted.
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's Thanksgiving. The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and junk.
Just that. I saw it on Facebook.
Do some sexting with
you're me. Listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And this is episode 464 and we're recording on April 15th. On a Monday.
Tax day.
Tax day! Have you done your taxes for you?
My tax has been done. Mm-hmm. I done been got that money back and then spend it.
Me too. I think I spent mine already.
On what? I wonder.
I wonder
what you spent that on.
I wonder. So, yeah, in studio is Dave is behind the camera over there.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, everybody.
Yep. So, he's there growling. Or
on Facebook.
On Facebook. Yeah, so, welcome to our show, and we're back. After a weekend of, well...
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks being away. And then last week we were in Drenchburg.
Well, we were not. Y'all were.
We
I was
were.
Here in Houston.
Ray's in Houston.
Right.
So we got to enjoy the waters. However, it would have been more enjoyable if you were there too, Ray.
Oh, whatever.
All right. So before we go on with our weekend updates, we'd like to extend our thoughts and prayers to the victims of the explosion at the Boston Marathon that happened today. And it's really sad. Did you read the news about it?
Yes, I saw. Right before I left work, I saw they announced that one of the two people that died was an 8-year-old girl, I think, is what I saw. So, and I hadn't had a chance to look at it since I got here. So,
yeah, it's really sad. It's unfortunate. Well, not unfortunate. It's really evil, whoever did it. I mean,
yeah, it was bad. Very bad.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so just on with our weekend updates. Like I said, we came from a drenched fur, and we got home
last
safe and
weekend.
Sound. That was last weekend.
This
weekend, we went to, I'm back to softball. I'm back to playing softball, so.
Yeah, but take it back to Friday. What happened Friday?
Oh, that's right. We installed stuff at home. Like this. TV.
So you might notice the big old projection TV is gone, and now Maynard has this nice, 60 inches?
Yeah, it's a replacement.
60 inch flat screen sharp.
It was a good deal.
Yes, whatever it's called.
Size queen.
TV. With a new console to put it on that I pulled my back out moving in here.
Thank you, Ray, for helping out. And carrying the thing.
Y'all were done with that.
Yeah, Dave showed up and just laid on the couch like a big old lump.
Yeah, that's right. He just watched us.
He was like, oh, I just flew in.
I
was jet lagged.
I had 100 degree fever. I had
for the flavor of a Pringle?
I caught a bug at Drenchford, I guess. And then I was coughing and everything. And I had
slut.
What? No, I'm not. Not that much. I just had the... I had a fever, and I was carrying these stuff, and we survived. I survived, so.
Got a surprise. Who showed up?
And of course, Mike came, all over my face. No, he came over. He came over. He came over, and he surprised me. Well, I kind of expected it, so.
Well, I expected it too, because when y'all were talking about that whole slumber party thing, I was like, "What are y'all talking about?" You know, Mike's coming to town.
You know.
I figured out that every time Mike says he's grading papers, he's going to show up unexpectedly.
That's
right. Because he's driving his way here. So
he's on his way here.
He's driving here, grading papers, and driving at the same time. He's like, F. It's easy to grade papers when you...
Failed them all. But anyway, so he came over, and we just stayed home. We just stayed home because I wasn't feeling too well Saturday. So we just stayed in, and we just had fun watching Monty Python. The Meaning of Life. Did you ever watch it in the whole?
Yeah.
It's weird. I think it's the first time I've actually watched it in its entirety. So, I don't know.
Is that the one where every sperm is sacred?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
If you watched The Life of Brian, you would have seen...
That, Life of Brian is a lot better for me. That's what I like more.
It's because of the full frontal nudity.
Yes. Okay, Ray. So that's pretty much my my update. Well, softball. We played two games yesterday. It was fun. We won both games. And I was telling Dave earlier, is it dirty what we just did? But people said it's dirty what we just did. But
well, in your team, what's your team's name?
Dirty.
That's exactly.
That's it. That's
right. There you go. Living up to
your
team.
I'm not gonna elaborate what we did, but I guess it's strategy. I don't know if it's a consideration.
All about
bring it up and then not telling.
I'm not gonna say anything. I won't incriminate myself. I'm not gonna. I'm just saying that it may look dirty, but it's normal. I would say any team would have done it. But anyway, okay. So before we get to the game that we did, how about you, Ray? What have you been up to?
While everybody's up in drench fur, I was down in Galveston working on Bear Watch.
Thank you, Ray.
Poor little finger to the bone for Bear Watch to get ready. So there are only 60-something registration spots left. So
oh, really? Okay.
We're about getting close to selling out. So if you want to come, you better register, and we'll tell you more about that later. So
yep.
That Sunday, that weekend was the beer bus. So I went to the beer bus with Robbie. Had a good time, hung out.
Mm-hmm.
Light. It was beautiful outside that weekend, though. It's really well. That Sunday was really nice outside.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
So
we were freezing our asses off.
So. And then this weekend, Saturday I worked. No, Friday I was here working. My fingers to the bone.
Oh, what were you doing? What kind of work were you doing?
Hauling this crap in here.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Ray.
First of all, he bought me 2 margaritas and got me drunk, and then he got me up here to move stuff for him. So I don't know how that quite worked out. But and then Saturday, I was working on Bear Watch stuff most of the day. And then yesterday, I was working on Bear Watch stuff and clean house, and Maynard and Dave and some other people came over to Robbie's house, and we played Cards Against Humanity or Crimes Against Humanity?
Cards Against Humanity. Which
if any of y'all ever played Apple to Apples with your kids or nieces or nephews, this is the adult dirty version of that, basically.
Imagine Apples to Apples meet Mad Libs, right? It's pretty much like Mad Libs. You
if
fill
Ray
in the blanks.
The show, you know we played it last week on the show, so all the podcast listeners should already know what it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I don't ever watch the show. I've told you.
Oh, that's what I said.
Yeah, he doesn't watch the show.
I don't ever watch the show.
So thank you, Aaron, for introducing us to Cards Against Humanity, and so we bought our.
Well, Alan here in Houston's been posting on Facebook some of the funny ones he gets.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, the moral of the story is I won last night.
Oh, that's right. Ray won.
So anyway,
yeah, very good.
Well, that's all I have been going on. So.
Okay, so how about some topics for this? What are the topics? Oh, yeah.
Well, my big question and topic for the week is, how big a slut was Dave at Drench Fur?
Very, very big. He did everyone in the water at Drench Fur. Well, during the Splash Lagoon, he made a pass at everyone.
Lies!
And
not the lies!
He was...
I don't think he did everyone. I'm sure he attempted to do everyone, but I'm sure he only got at least through the first 30. Now, whether he was doing them by alphabet, or girth, or hair, or if their boyfriend wasn't there at the moment, you know, however he did it, but I'm sure there was plenty.
That's right.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Dave was whore.
The first day was my birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday, Dave.
It was
birthday last week.
Birthday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I saw Dave doing alpine skiing with two guys like that.
Did you?
Yeah, he did.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. Dave behaved himself. He did get a good massage for a birthday massage from Chasers.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's like, oh, I can't. Get off.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Chasers. Before
the massage.
Touching me.
I don't
want to
incriminate anyone else.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, his belt buckle came off. I don't know why. And somebody else's belt buckle came off. I don't know. That was fun. Yeah. Okay, so.
But there's some interesting facts on April 15th I found out today.
Oh, today, besides.
But
besides
it being tax day today, that got moved over because it's actually used on the 14th, but that was on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
In 1865, President Abraham Lincoln died 9 hours after being shot the night before by John Wilkes Booth at the Ford Theater. Andrew Johnson became the 17th President of the United States. That happened this day in 1918.
During tax day? Were they paying taxes back then?
How did he die on the 16th?
The thing popped up to say that President Abraham Lincoln died 9 hours after being shot the night before. So it must, I don't think so. That might have been where they buried him. Because you know, back then, they had to get him in the ground pretty quick. They'd be all stanky.
Mm-hmm. I thought he's some vampire slayer. Vampire hunt, no?
Well, you know, allegedly, but that's allegedly. A whole different story. So.
It's a different story.
Okay. And,
so, and the big thing that happened on April 15th that everybody knows about, thanks to Cameron, is in 1912, the British luxury liner RMS Titanic sank in the North Atlantic off Newfoundland at 2:20 a.m. ship's time, 2.5 hours after striking an iceberg. 1,541 people died that night.
The Titanic, just this day.
So,
wow. It reminds me of...
So that's a 100-year anniversary, isn't it? 1912 and 2012? Oh, that was like last year's 100.
Last year was the 100. That's why it was a big celebration last year.
That's right. So, okay.
Wow, it's 101 years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
And what's funny...
And they still play that damn movie on TV all the time.
What's funny about the Titanic, it's the deaths there, so, the alleged deaths there, are connected to some of the storylines of Downton Abbey.
Mm. Yes, that's true.
That's right.
That's right.
That's why you got me. They were panicking. Oh my God, the heirs, the heir of Downton Abbey is.
That's gonna be my deal this summer to catch up on Downton Abbey.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good for a soap opera.
It's all the first season. I got to do season 2 and 3. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right.
So what's next, Maynard?
Let's do some bear runs. Well, one bear run for now, which is actually Bear Watch. We're wearing our Bear Watch shirts. Right now. So,
Bear Watch 14.
Yes, it's going to be on May 17th to 19th in Galveston, Texas. If you want to register, go to bearwatch.net. How many openings do we have left?
Well, when we did this, when I put the numbers together, it was like 69 Friday or Saturday night. So we've had a couple of people register, so we're not 69 anymore. So it's getting less.
Okay.
So, and when we hit 250, we cut it off. So if you ain't registered by then... Don't be crying to me, because it ain't nothing we can do. We can only hold 250 people in that pool area.
Yeah, so. It should be exciting.
But some interesting things that have come up over the last couple weeks while y'all are out in drenched fur.
What happened?
Friday night, we're having a beer bust at the Pink Dolphin with a $5 buy-in. So you pay $5 for your cup, and you can drink till the beer runs out.
Oh, good.
And it's a private club.
Oh, that's right.
So the dancers are somewhat clothing optional, and there's a lot more friskiness that can go on there. Because
the dancers?
Well, they are getting bear dancers. So if anybody knows any bear dancers that are in Houston, give me a ring, and I'll hook you up with the people in Galveston.
Dave, you can dance?
I only get half naked at bear runs.
Yeah.
So if you do that, how about the clientele? Can they be naked too?
It's a private club.
And then I guess you can.
It's a private party. Private club, private party.
Where do you hold your money if you're naked?
Like, Bear Watch wasn't, sexual enough.
It's not sexual. It is educational.
So, anyway, Friday afternoon from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m., there will be the beer bus going on, or the bear bus going on at Pink Dolphin. And then from 7 until 1:30 a.m., Twit, this week in Texas, will be hosting a bear party in conjunction with at Stars Beach Club. Mm-hmm. And they will be providing food, which is, I think they're doing barbecue or something. And it's like $8 a plate, and all money raised goes to the charities. Mm-hmm. So if you give $8 for a plate, it goes directly to one of our charities. They're doing raffles. They're doing silent auctions. They have a bunch of other stuff going on. We have a... underwear auction.
Okay.
So we have some people that have signed up for that so they can come put their underwear on and walk around, and then they bid them off, and you get to go behind a screen and take the underwear off of them and all that kind of fun
Maybe
stuff.
Do that
fun night. So
you see the underwear and they take it off. There's a condom around it.
I don't know.
What?
I'm not going to be back there, so.
Speaking of condom, that's that's our bizarre for today. I'll show you guys.
Really, we got everything worked out. Excuse me. The Jungle Restaurant and our jungle. Excuse me, the Jungle Cafe in Galveston.
It's a bit of lasagna. Or the jambalaya.
It's something. Fighting back. It's probably that shrimp.
It's the shrimp from the jambalaya. It's the shrimp
fighting back.
Jambalaya.
It's all shrimp.
But,
I wonder
if they're fighting back. It was probably all that petroleum that was soaked in that was fighting back up. But anyway, we have a caterer coming in that's going to provide breakfast Saturday morning, lunch at the beach Saturday, dinner Saturday night, and then a nice brunch on Sunday for us. And it won't be the hotel cooking. It will be an outside caterer who owns a restaurant, does all this stuff. So that's going to be good.
I just hope I get to stay Sunday morning, because usually I have softball that morning and I leave.
Well, did you miss softball for Drenchfer?
I did.
Okay. I'll rest my case. So anyway, go register for Bear Watch. If you want any information, you can hit me. I'm directly here at Bear Podcast, right at Bear Podcast. Or check out what's going on at www.bearwatch.net and see all the info and get registered and all that good stuff. So,
okay.
You should mention the pool area, what we actually do at this event.
Oh, we lay around, have a leisurely time around the pool.
But isn't it clothing optional?
Allegedly.
It's just allegedly?
It's allegedly.
Allegedly, it's clothing optional.
That's so we hear.
It's kind of an interesting thing about a bear run.
It's more clothing discouraged.
Yes. Or it's more like you don't get to keep your clothes on too often because you get mauled when you get in the pool kind of thing.
That's right. So, yeah, check out bearwatch.net if you want to come to Galveston.
That's right. Join us. Hurry up.
Let's go, Wayne. Mash that marshmallow. Oh. Cook it, yeah.
So what was this deal about moving to Montana? That there are two guys
melted marshmallow
that keep attending our beer bus, and they're a couple, but they are not members.
And then, so that I can
smart Rice Krispie.
I just poured this stuff in. Yeah, of course. You want white vinegar, apple cider vinegar?
Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Hey.
We need the
My name's Ray, and I'm gay. Thank you.
No. Yes, you are.
Okay.
And I'm May.
My birthday's in May.
That's right.
I'm a Taurus. Now, okay. All right. We're going to talk sports here, Maynard. I know you kind of clue in on this because your husband's a big sports fan.
All right.
But I got a bunch of... Gay's going to be kind of long tonight because I got a bunch of sports stuff that's happened over the last 3 weeks that's tying together. So let's start with this. First openly gay male athlete can make millions in endorsement, says experts. The tide is turning in the world of sports. An environment once steeped in homophobia now has an air of acceptance and tolerance. We shall see. Companies that may have once shied away from openly gay athletes today are willing to back him or her 110%. In fact, the first male athlete to come out as gay could command a huge payday. Currently, there is no openly gay active male athlete playing in one of the four major professional sports leagues in the United States. Now remember, they said the four major. However, more and more professional athletes, like former Baltimore Ravens linebacker Britton Abadeo, is that how you say it?
Ayanbadeo.
And Minnesota Vikings punter Chris, how do you say his last name?
Cluey.
Are willing to speak out in favor of equality.
You see, he's really straight, but
they're both supposedly straight.
But they're just really very vocal that they support gay marriage.
Yeah.
The gays, or coming out, gay rights.
Abadeo just got cut by the Ravens.
And we're going to talk about that in just a little bit, too, because that's coming up. So, athletic wear giant Nike may want to sponsor the first openly gay male athlete. So we'll see how that goes. Now, saying that, we're going to jump down to gay soccer player on coming out in professional sports.
Kind of looks like Morrissey, a younger person.
You see his name, Robbie? He's the guy I'm dating.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I didn't know he's into sports. Water sports.
The last time Robbie Rogers was on a soccer field, he carried a deep and personal secret. One, he knew he couldn't destroy his dream of ever playing the game that he loves. But just 2 months after revealing that secret to the world, Rogers is opening up on the burden of being gay in professional sports in his first TV interview. Rogers says that part of his fear came from hearing gay slurs in the locker rooms ever since he was in high school. Mm-hmm. Now, he's on Nightline tonight giving the interview, and we're recording this on Monday, so if y'all can go back and I'm sure it'll be online by the time the show comes out, so you can go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. But they were talking to him this morning, so... The 25-year-old former member of the United States national team and professional soccer player in England walked away from the sport in February after coming out in a letter he posted online. What gave him strength to finally come out? I think the same things that made it difficult for me to come out also gave me the strength, Roger said. I was raised to be a voice, to be myself, to be unique, not to follow a pack. Rogers is considering returning to soccer in the United States, which would make him the first and only openly gay player in any professional men's team sport. Before he makes that decision, he recently traveled home to see his tight-knit, conservative Catholic family in Huntington Beach, California. He came out to them over email and Skype before posting his online letter in London, which is the first time in a year that he could see them in person.
So he's going to be a gay athlete for what sport?
Soccer.
Soccer.
What? Soccer?
Soccer.
Everyone is soccer. Just
you don't get it. Soccer. Soccer.
No.
I know.
You're talking about soccer. But no.
No,
I don't think soccer's gay. In fact, you'd probably get your ass kicked in Houston if you say that. But
soccer practice.
Bring it on, Mexicans.
So.
Okay.
That's Dave at...
Dave at bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, he has his own email, dave at bearpodcast.com.
We should put slut. Slut at bearpodcast.com.
That would go to so many people that are on our side.
I think so. I think we can...
We will have one by the time this show comes out.
By the time this goes out. So they can...
So, now, with that said, I wonder if he's going to get any Nike endorsements. He better get back up.
I'm going to kick some ass after what happened today in Boston, so bring it on.
Yeah, so.
Okay. God, this is so many gay news.
So, here we go. Now we're going into the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Could four gay NFL players come out at the same time?
That would be awesome.
So, it's a 4G. Backtracking from a statement in which he suggested the Baltimore Ravens cut him because... of his gay rights activism, Brenton Abagnaio said that the group of four NFL players should come out at the same time in order to share the backlash that might accompany such an announcement. The tidbit was included in a Baltimore Sun story about him. One day earlier, the linebacker and special team stalwart insinuated that his outspoken views on gay rights played a role in his getting cut. He clarified the statement by saying, he loves the Ravens and thinks his release had to do with football and finances, not his views. Dave, is he a good football player?
He was mostly a backup, but he played a lot this year because of injuries.
Okay. But it was a quote buried at the bottom of the piece that was most interesting. Abinier was asked about his recent statement that the NFL player could come out as gay during his playing career. I think it will happen sooner than you think, he told the Baltimore Sun. We're in talks with a handful of players who are considering it. There are up to four players being talked to right now, and they are trying to be organized so they can come out on the same day together. It would make a major splash and take the pressure off one
guy. So they're just planning.
Well, apparently, if they're talking to four players, there's got to be some gay players out there.
That's right.
So, yeah, they were talking about them all coming out at once.
That'll
be awesome.
So now...
Cut out a curtain.
So we'll see what happens when that how that goes when it pops up. So now the National Hockey League announces initiative to support gay athletes. Amid heightened expectations that the male athlete in one of North America's major professional leagues will soon publicly declare his homosexuality, the National Hockey League and its players announced Thursday what appears to be the most comprehensive measure by a major men's league in sports. In support of gay athletes. The NHL said it had formed a partnership with the You Can Play Project, an advocacy group pledged to fight homophobia in sports and plan training and counseling on gay issues for its team and players. A gay male athlete for a major professional sports team in the United States has yet to come out publicly, but apparently four are getting ready to come out.
Yep.
It's the last closet in America and one of the most important ones, said Brian Eller, a board member for Athlete Alley. An organization that supports gay athletes. Other major leagues, the National Football League, the Major League Soccer, the National Basketball Association, and the Major League Basketball have policies that prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, and various officials have spoken in support of gay athletes. But no league member seems to have taken a strong public stance on the issue. So, it's bubbling. And it's getting ready to happen.
Yep. And if you do that, and so much of... publicity on gay athletes in the next few months, I guess. And so more support. How many support gay marriage right now in gay rights? 53%.
Yeah.
Of the population.
So
that would significantly.
Well, when the Supreme Court gives its ruling, when's the ruling supposed to come out, Dave?
In June.
Oh, it's Gay Pride Month. Wow.
Imagine how appropriate.
How appropriate. So, be interesting to see when all this happened, what goes down, and who it is. I'm hoping for Tebow myself.
Tim
Tebow.
Okay. Let's pray the gay, not away, but.
No. So it's going to be interesting to see. All this has been building for the last couple weeks.
We should take votes on who we think's gay in the NFL.
Well, all the ones I know do Rolaid and Alka-Seltzers and Grain hair commercials anymore, so I don't think it's any of them. I don't think it's Roger Staubach or any of that crew.
No, Roger was in the Navy.
Okay. So let's, so that's a lot of gay.
A lot of gay news.
Gay athletes. Okay, let's go on to the geek. It is about death. Before death, Google helps you get your digital affairs in order. So, what happens to all of your digital stuff after you die? So,
God, that's a horrible thought.
I know, right? So, that's the existential question that Google is trying to address with a new dashboard for users of Gmail, Google+, Drive, Picasa, and other Google services. I wonder if Facebook is doing this. So, Google calls it the Inactive Account Manager, and it's a new way to manage your digital afterlife. Ooh, it's creepy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something to think about. Most of us have been posting pictures and crap online for the last 10, 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happens to all that crap when you die?
All I know is I've just decided to change my will to leave Maynard my network thumb drive.
Okay. Thumb drive, thank you. It allows you to specify that you'd like to have happen to your data after you die or become inactive or an extended period of time, say after 3, 6, 9, or 12 months. Google will send a text message and an email before taking action. So you can have different directives for different products. You can delete all those cat videos you viewed on YouTube, but save your family photographs for posterity in Picasa. So, yeah, I mean, how do you plan to give your account to somebody so they could close it down?
Well, I guess so. I mean, because, you know, when Carlos died, I think about that because his Facebook page is still there.
It's still on, yeah.
And every year on December 31st, January 1st, there's a bunch of postings on his page saying we miss you, blah, blah, blah. Nobody can access the account.
No, nobody. It's there forever, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really do anything with it anymore. Mm-hmm.
I think Joseph's page is still up, too.
Yeah, it is.
So, but you know, unless somebody had the password, you couldn't go in there and do anything.
I know.
But I think it's cool that they're doing this because, like, look at Wayne. Look at all his albums and stuff he has. Mm-hmm. If he died, nobody could have access to some of that stuff.
Not the private ones. But if it has everything public. So actually, Mike and I have kind of an agreement on this one. My partner Mike, we kind of said, you know, we set aside an envelope. We're thinking about setting aside an envelope where our passwords are there. If anybody passes, whoever goes first.
Well, now with his Google stuff, he can do that.
Yeah.
What happens if we can do that? Have a horrible accident together?
That's right.
Well, then our secrets die with us, I
guess. What if you're driving cross country, on vacation, and bam, vampires or zombies attack?
Oh, wow.
How am I going to keep Bear Podcast going without the right information?
Well, I'll give you the access code in the grave, from the grave or something. There'll be an automatic email to be sent to you. Let me program something.
Well, that was a joke at the end of this article. Can I steal Facebook from my coffin?
From your coffin? Yeah, probably you can. Or you can tweet from there when you're losing weight.
Yeah.
Using weight because you're drying up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just like Jeffries.
Yeah.
Weighing scale. It tweets for him what his present weight. Yeah. So I'm losing weight. I'm losing water. Okay, so yeah. Have you guys thought about your digital life after you die? Right. So think about it.
You have significant others you're turning over to?
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Next one is bizarre. I'm gonna take this because this is something I got. So it's called the Condom Challenge. teen condom snorting trends hits YouTube.
Does Hillary have something to do with this?
No. The condom challenge is the newest, most disturbing YouTube trend in which young kids snort condoms and then pull them out of their mouths. Yes, it's as gross as it sounds.
Yeah, can't they suffocate themselves that way?
No, I apparently not. So through videos, though videos surfaced online as early as October, the challenge recently picked up speed with one YouTube user's post. So where a girl completes the challenge while blasting to Taylor Swift's 22 in the background.
Isn't that copyright infringement?
Yeah, probably. Okay, so Ray. So we're going to show Ray how it looks like with a girl doing it. You can hear it right now, but she's gonna do it. She's a girl holding a holding a condom. She's gonna rip it off. Can you hear this? I don't wonder if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it.
There. Turn up the volume. We should do a reaction video to this.
As usual, she's taking forever, like most women.
Yeah, like the story said, she was
flipping her hair and like separating her breasts.
Oh, there you go. She's extending the condom. She took it out from the pack, and then for all you guys just not watching this,
she said this is long. Like she's never seen the end of a condom.
This is long.
Honey, you're messing with the wrong boys.
Okay, very soon she's stretching it out. And then here it goes. Goes through left nostril. And then inhales. First she stuffs it in the nose. And then...
That's not how you're supposed to stuff a condom.
Here you go. Oh my god. Oh. And then she... Oh, gross!
Oh. Y'all need to go back to Harlem Shake or something. Gross. That's just dumbass. Is it
lube? You know?
I'm sure her parents are so proud.
I know.
I'm sure her mom is just God. That's my baby. Look at that condom.
Maybe we should try it.
No.
Let me get a condom. My nose.
Do you use condoms?
Yeah, I have a lot of there. Of course, Bear Watch provides a lot.
That's right.
Yeah. There's some there that are from Bear Watch, too.
There's a dry rotted there, probably. They would have taken you to the hospital.
They're what? They're not from the pit, okay? From the foam pit. No, it's not. That's gross. But anyway, so...
Well, what these young people do these days, you know...
After using it, hey, look at this!
That's what she should be putting it on.
After the guy and the girl fuck, okay, so the girl puts in the condom in her nose, okay. So yeah, we'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out and see how bizarre it is. Yeah. Oh, these are the Rice Krispies that.
Made by the Rice Queens.
By the Rice Queens. Yeah.
There's that evil old bitch from
Drench Fur.
Well, that's very meta. There, you're wearing the same shirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else do we have to do? Oh, I guess that's it.
That's it. Shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-outs. Oh, shout-out to Vince. I saw him at Drench Fur, and he said he was watching the show. He's listening to the show. He's cute too. Look at that. There.
Nah.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, shout-out to Vince. Also, who else? There's somebody. A Hispanic guy was watching the show. Also, he said hi at the zone. Did you ever go to the zone? Yeah, mm-hmm. Never, you know. Yeah, we didn't make it.
I get to the zone, and I'm in the zone sometimes. That's right. But I've never been to the zone.
And shout out to Scott. There's a Scott. Also to Jim from West Virginia. So West Virginia.
No. Virginia.
He's from
regular Virginia.
Regular Virginia, not. Eastern Virginia. East Virginia.
It's from Arlington.
So yeah, shout out Jim Ninjug. Okay, so yeah, he knows that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, how about you, Ray?
I got a shout out to Mr. Patrick G for happy birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday. We didn't see him yesterday.
He
turned 40?
Over 40.
He's over 40? Happy birthday, Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell you his age because then I have to give away my age.
Oh, really? Okay. But you're the same age. No, you're not.
No, I'm older than
him. All right. Okay, so that's it. So thank you, Dave, for hanging around there and growling behind the camera. Potato. And thank you for the jambalaya.
That's right. Jambalaya's great.
Thanks for the jambalaya.
Yeah.
Dave knows how to feed some birds.
Yeah, that's right. Check out his jambalaya. Okay. See? He's eating a muffin. That was a muffin top. He was eating a muffin top.
I know. He likes them muffin tops.
I know. All right. So thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us and leave us a message on the voicemail. If you want to bitch about Dave being a racist pig, then you can leave us a message about that. Because he's racist.
He's not racist. He's just, I don't know. Okay, so subscribe by iTunes and Vimeo, also on YouTube, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And what else? Oh, a few more shout-outs. I forgot. Shout-outs to people from Heftinet. Thank you guys for watching all the videos and that we've been posting. I'm now a member of Heftinet, so I'm wearing the Heftinet shirt here. And these guys are the poster boys of Heftinet, Eric and Aaron. So
and that's Mr. Heftinet himself, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. This is Derek. Shout out, Derek.
Hey, Derek. Sorry I missed you.
Yeah. Also
that's
Jeff.
I'm married now. I can't do shit like that.
Aw. Yes, you can. You can flirt.
No.
Oh, really? No.
I did a Puerto Rican. No.
Uh-huh. Also, Jeff. Derek's partner, and he was our feature from the last episode 463. He's our shower guy, who's doing the shower thing.
Dave didn't try to reenact this.
No, Dave.
Yeah, we did another video.
Yeah, we have a different video for Dave.
You didn't do the video. Never
posted the one. Not yet. There's lots of videos to do.
Months for that video gets posted.
There's two.
Banner has to get all the videos.
There's so many videos I have to do. I have to work on a lot of videos.
We were supposed to do a really fun one, but someone was lame. Someone that's on those pictures.
Okay, so we'll put the links on the website on all these stories for you guys to check out. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. So
let us know who you think which gay athletes are coming out this year.
That's right.
Or who you think's the gay in the NFL?
I like that 4G. No, 4Gay. You can have four guys doing an orgy. 4G. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you have in mind?
What's the quarterback here in Houston? What's his name?
Esrato Olo.
Matt Schaub,
is that his name?
Schaub's the quarterback in Houston.
You think he's gay?
He's cute enough to be gay.
He's cute enough to be gay. Who is gay enough to be cute? Or something like that. Okay, so I suggest you guys watch the condom challenge. It's really, let's see if.
Do not try this at home. There are other ways.
Apparently, they tried it at home.
There are other ways to use condoms at home and have a lot much.
If you're
going to
do this, don't use a used one. Okay. All right, so thank you everyone for watching and listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear.
Me, 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 me.
Sorry.
We get protested by the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
A bear
maybe we should get some people down there protesting. Maybe I got gay.